but it's last call.
This is Poor Eliza on 91.5 WMFO. Thank you so much for listening. All right, I got a few more for you. I'm not done yet. That was called Last Call. I'm going to do a song called Ghost Town. This is also on Bandcamp. Tell me what I said.
always bothered you, my changing point of view. Who knows how things will be? Why don't you come with me? I couldn't answer you, so close to losing you. I was a mess the moment we met. You brought me to life, just hanging around. You weren't impressed, you were just passing through another dead ghost town.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Poor Eliza on WMFO. I think I got two more for you. This next one is it's kind of about me growing up as a Korean person in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm not dissing Knoxville. It's just I stuck out a little. All right, this is called Eyes So Strange.
Sleep every night. All my plans torn up.
right. Thanks so much for listening. I'm poor Eliza. And I believe this will be my last song on this live set. This is called New Disaster. I wrote this when I was unemployed, so everything was like a huge disaster. All right. Situation where you made me the fool when you introduced me to that other girl. She's staring at you, she's laughing at me. You know that everyone here would agree. You don't give a damn about me, not like you did before. Get ready for new disasters. Get ready to lose control.
Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I want to. some lilies, but all that I have is an empty vase. My love is like a dead, dead rose. The only thing I have is a thorn on my soul. My love is like a dead, dead rose. So save your arrangements and give them to somebody else. Some tulips, I wanted some iris, but all that I have is a bunch of regrets. My love is like a dead, dead rose. The only thing I have is a thorn on my soul. My love is like a dead, dead rose. So save your arrangements and give them to somebody
Shobajin. My love is like a dead, dead rose. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I wanted to say Tufts so bad there. I'm Jason Lane, and it is On the Town with Mikey D. 3 hours of live music, including a very wonderful performance by Jane Park, a.k.a. Poor Eliza in Studio D. I didn't want it to end.
Thank you so much.
It was absolutely, your voice is absolutely stunning.
Oh. So, well, Joel really helped me out.
Yeah, Joel is, if you can record with him, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
Especially with the live performance. That's why it's so great to come on the town with Mikey D, because you get that amazing quality live performance to kind of put in the can, which is really nice.
Yeah.
But, so, take us through the adventure of life and how music came into it.
My music adventure. I guess if we talk about music, I'm originally a classical violinist.
Okay.
But I never sort of reached the level, I guess, to where you'd be like auditioning and things like that.
You mean like a Juilliard level?
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, that's like not even, I wasn't even thinking that, but yeah. But yeah.
I was at like an element, like Woodbrook school level in Edison, New Jersey. I mean, some people are that. I mean, I took violin lessons too, but.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, I actually still have my childhood violin.
Oh, that's so exciting.
The only problem is I put it on top of like my cabinets in my kitchen, so now it has like the sticky film all over the case.
Well, it's not the case. That's what the case is for.
I guess.
That's what the case is for.
I guess, but it's a little tiny guy because I was like a little third grader when I had it. But
that's so cute.
When did you start?
My mother started me. I can't say I started. My
yeah.
mother started me when I was 4.
Okay.
So I don't think I was even playing a violin. I think, you know, they just have you play with like sticks and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Or like a piano. I know.
Yeah. Usually, yeah.
So you sang a lot about breakups and isolation.
Oh,
you mentioned growing up in Knoxville and being a Korean American.
Yeah.
Kind of. Did music kind of play like therapy for you those situations?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really start songwriting until I was like 26.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm kind of a late bloomer, I think. I mean, when I did start songwriting, it was really like just for myself, just to be like, have this cathartic moment in my bedroom. And I would like show my roommate and she'd be like,
really? Who is this roommate?
No, I mean,
terrible taste.
No, she's a great friend. Cause you know, my first like 10 songs were terrible, just really hard to hear.
Well, that's for us to decide, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't really know those songs anymore, but
yeah, you don't have like a couple MP3s from the iPhone, like, around.
Yeah, back then I wasn't even doing voice memo. I didn't have an iPhone back then, so.
When did you figure out you could sing that well?
Oh, gosh.
Was it 26?
I mean, I couldn't sing the way I do now when I was 26.
Huh.
When I started singing, I had this like one octave range. I had like...
You're like an Eddie Vedder or something. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, really? Is that...
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm that good. and then I would say after like 3 or 4 years, I started like my range started stretching and my voice got stronger just because I was
in your
like,
late 20s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just because people, you know, people come to me, you know, that they're like, I really wanted to do this, but it's too late.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? And just hearing you say that, I just wanted to throw that in those people's faces, you know?
I mean, to be honest, like the barrier to entry for songwriting is not very high. You can start songwriting like whenever.
And I know.
And you won't be good at it right away.
But I'm talking about discovering a talent, like your singing voice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I just didn't care.
Yeah. That's like, the way to do it.
I'm not a singer.
It's a fearlessness.
I'm not here to impress you.
You have to do... That's exactly my... As a musician, you have to approach it that way.
I know.
It's like you're playing for you.
Yeah.
And if people like it and they gather around, that's something special. You know, that's an added bonus.
Yeah.
But it's a very personal thing for me, at least. It sounds like it is for you as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
So tell me about your band. They ditched you tonight, huh?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, they didn't. It's not that they ditched me. I knew I wouldn't really be able to, like, get the practices in before today.
No,
so I was going to just ask a few people to come join me, but I was unsuccessful.
Tell me about your band. Like, how many... There's a lot of instrumentation in the recording. I played one of the tracks, and I forget which one I did. I can look back real quickly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I knew you were by yourself, so I'm like, let's play the band.
Yeah.
It was Good Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And do you write songs, co-write songs with people, or do you guys all get together?
So I record a rough of my song, and I send it to everyone.
Okay.
And I say, now you do your thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And whatever they come up with is just magical, and that's the way it works? Or
no,
do you kind of
Full veto.
Yeah.
I'm a full-on dictator.
That's hard.
During rehearsals. I'd like to think I'm gentle.
Yeah.
But I will definitely let my opinion be known.
Yeah.
But, you know, my band members will also be like, well, I really want it this way. And then I'm like, oh, okay.
But they don't take... The reason why I ask is, you know, a lot of people are in bands who listen to the show, and it's always a relief, or kind of like it sparks an idea of how to approach the, you know, band accompaniment and composition, and how, you know, you want things to sound... Do they write songs too, et cetera? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, my drummer is a songwriter, actually. Yeah. He writes he writes songs inspired by his family, which I think is like so sweet.
Yeah.
And like really great for like the daytime shows when like families and kids are there.
Right.
his music is like very relatable.
That's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because you have like kind of a very uplifting kind of melody, but sometimes, you know, the lyrics that you're singing about are serious subjects, and that juxtaposition is always interesting. It's almost like you sugarcoat a way for people to listen and respond to what you're feeling in a way.
Isn't that what music is?
It's
the sugar.
Well, it is.
Music is the sugar.
It's the candy. It's the cherry on top and all that fun stuff. It's also the Xanax and the Zoloft.
Yeah.
For some.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you can really when you see it now in like commercials and like how our emotions are so manipulated just by like a full soundtrack or
absolutely
the music swelling up and music can like really be really manipulative.
And it's also like a time machine too. Like you hear something. You know, I can hear stuff and it'll put me into a certain season or like a certain moment of a certain year of my life. You know, I'll hear like, I don't know, a specific song and I'll be in like my mom's Oldsmobile in like 1995. And it's like a flux capacitor in a way.
Yeah.
Lack of a better simile.
I know. I think that's a good,
Yeah. So tell me about the show that you're having on September 7th.
Oh, yeah. So I am playing on All Together Now.
What is that exactly? I wanted to reach out and say it in the middle of the show. What is All Together Now? It sounds exciting.
Oh, yeah. I guess because like, I'm thinking about it all the time. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, All Together Now.
Yeah.
ATN. I'm glad I didn't say ATN in the booth. That would have been horrible.
I would have been like getting some money out or...
Yeah. So, yeah, All Together Now is a performance series put together by Anna Ray.
Okay.
Great
songwriter.
Yes, Anna. Yes. It's specifically to sort of uplift the, like, representation of women, people of color,
mm-hmm.
LGBTQ.
Yep.
But it's not like an insular type series. Like
right.
She has people of all like different representations on the stage.
But it sounded like it. Yeah.
Yeah. The idea is was just more like, you know, we both go to like tons of shows and, you know, you often see the same type of person on stage for like a whole bill.
Right.
You know, even if you stay for like the whole 4 hours.
Oh, it's refreshing to hear you say that, because I'm always like, you should have... Because people are talking about, oh, who should we have on the bill? And they're like, oh, well, we would fit in good with these two bands, you know? I'm like, no, I want to have somebody that's like completely off the chain and different.
Yeah, I don't
like
think...
Like a sword swallower or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think we need to be like in one genre anymore. Like,
no.
I think maybe we used to go to shows like that. Like, oh, this is indie rock. Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm an old person, so in the 90s, like... Yeah, I wanted to see the Breeders and two bands I never heard of that sound like the Breeders, and everything sounds like that.
Yeah.
But now I want like a, you know, kind of like a potpourri of stuff. And
yeah.
You know, like I listen to like Little Nas X and like I listen to Merle Haggard right after that. You know, like I just want to hear all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
So this sounds like a show that's kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just music. There's also performance art. I think there's going to be some video art. And then my performance is actually not like a full music set.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to be me doing doing like some more talking and using some photography and projection. And so it's going to be a little bit more than just like me with my acoustic guitar.
This sounds interesting.
Sort of like trying to mix some photography with it, so.
Maybe I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And obviously, the Lily Pad is an amazing venue. It's a very intimate venue.
Yeah.
It's a great room, so.
It's a very versatile room, and the people who run it just sort of let you do...
Whatever. I mean, obviously, you kind of buy into it, and then you make your, you know, your door.
Right.
And then it's usually the best paying room because you have complete control over everything, essentially, you know, at a small cost. So that's good. So separately from your music, what other bands or musicians or genres have you been exploring lately?
Lately, well,
this is like selfish because I'm always trying to be inspired to listen to new stuff. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I, of course, I'm a big fan of Anna Ray and Hemway. Mm-hmm. Recently I covered a song by the Jackals.
Okay.
Or Jack, maybe they're just Jackals. Jack and Katie, they used to be called.
Okay.
So I covered one of their songs. I'm a pretty big fan of that band.
Yep.
I like the sound they have.
What kind of sound do they have?
It is definitely, I mean, I definitely like the indie rock type sound that came from the 90s.
Like indie pop.
Yeah, indie pop.
Like a Yellow Tango or like that type of thing, or
I think it's in that realm, although their guitarist, every time I hear him play, I always think about the National. So
okay.
Like he brings in like that element to it.
They actually opened for the National at one point, I think, which is bizarre.
Jackals did?
No, Yellow Tango.
Oh,
sorry.
Yellow Tango. Oh,
I'm sorry.
What? Like, what?
Sorry, my mind went wandered.
Oh, no. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I really like their sound. There's another band from Boston who, like, I'm a fan of. They're called O'Malo.
Okay.
They kind of like have left Boston though. I don't think they are based here anymore. I think they're like Berkeley kids too. So that makes me a little like, I don't always share that the whole Berkeley thing, but.
Well, it makes for an interesting music experience in Boston though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
it's definitely something that a lot of cities aren't plugged into.
You know, like
it's pretty amazing that we have a school like that.
Yeah.
And that regular people are able to see these budding like phenoms just kind of play out in these like small clubs. So,
yeah.
But I know what you mean. You know?
Yeah. And I mean, I listen to a lot of music that's like, that you might see at like Bust Out Boston or something like that.
Right.
Like I love like the all women bands like Thrust Club.
Oh yeah.
Laquette.
Yep.
I just love seeing that on stage.
Yeah.
So. I mean,
I love supporting those bands too.
Oh my god!
They rehearse in Studio 52, and I like hear them a lot.
Oh really?
Just banging away and practicing and
It just sounds
great bands.
It just sounds good, and I like seeing it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's great. So I guess sometimes I kind of like reach a point in the interview where I'm just like. But is there any other things that you want to plug or?
Gosh, I don't really have a ton of stuff going on at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of like little, I guess a lot of different little things, but nothing that's like really cemented right now.
Right.
I think all together now is the.
That's great. And that's September 7th at the Lily Pad.
Yeah.
What time is that?
That is at, I believe doors are at 6:30.
6:30, okay.
And it starts at 7.
Oh, it's nice and early.
Yeah, it'll
for
be
old
kind
people.
Of a, yeah, I mean, I nowadays, like, nowadays the early shows are, like, where it's at.
Yeah. It is for me.
I love it.
If someone says they're going on at 11 on Wednesday, I'm like, oh, I'll catch you next time.
Even 11 is, like, not bad.
It's not bad. You're right. I mean, I remember playing at, like, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
In Providence back in, like, the late 90s or whatever. But
yeah, I've been going to some shows lately that end at like 10 or like 9:30. I'm like, I don't mind.
So I guess one other question I had, just kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
What brought you from Tennessee to Boston?
Oh, college.
College.
I wanted to get away.
Yeah.
And this was the furthest college I got into.
Okay. That's awesome.
It was up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
growing up in Tennessee was that bad, huh?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But I think I was not a very like self-aware person,
right?
As a youngster, but I think just like some in my subconscious, I knew I needed something else. I needed to see like other people that looked like me, and
yeah.
And then I was just very fortunate to be able to go to college up here.
When you saw a lot of people that looked like you, is it like a breath of fresh air? You're like, this is great.
Well, no. I mean, at first I was like, oh my God, I'm not the Korean one. Wait, who am I? I have to get a personality now.
That's hilarious.
It was a little.
That's exactly
jarring.
What I was thinking. I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's I'm like, cool. Who? I don't know who I am. So then I was like the Southern one, I guess. I'm the Tennessee one.
The Tennessee Korean.
Yeah.
Did you have the drawl and everything?
No, I've never had like a drawl. The Tennessee accent can really vary.
Yeah. From like Memphis to Nashville to not, because Knoxville's on the east side of.
Yeah, the east side.
It's not a terribly large city. It's kind of in the sticks a little bit.
It's very suburban.
Yeah.
I think it's like the third largest city, actually, but it's like all suburbs.
Are there any bands that are famous from Knoxville?
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Just in case you're listening, this is Jane Park from Poor Eliza. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I just had to remind people who we were talking to. So
there are definitely some national acts that I listened to in high school, like
from Knoxville.
I think there was a band called like the Viceroys.
The Viceroys. I think I know that name.
I
probably would have called them the Viceroys because I'm.
Maybe it was
dopey.
Maybe it was Viceroys.
I don't know.
Yeah, it could be Viceroys. And I think there was like one other national band that I remember that I can't remember the name of. So there are.
I'm going to totally look now because I'm a nerd about music scenes. So.
Yeah. And that's the name I remember though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So any parting words of wisdom before we wrap up the interview?
Ugh. Go to bed. No, I'm just kidding.
Go to bed.
Keep listening to WMFO.
Yeah.
This is like such good music.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think it's really important to have this outlet.
Yeah. Me too.
Doors shutter often these days.
Yeah.
You know, especially clubs, etc. It seems like people have been struggling to kind of do the whack-a-mole thing. They close one and another one's been popping up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jungle.
The Jungle, yeah.
You know, people like booking, you know, Dill Boy Elks Club or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Like just renting spaces and just keeping hope alive.
Yeah, and like secret shows like at people's houses and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean,
it's nice.
That's cool. You know, with, you know, in today's age where you can just get stuff out and all different types of social media, you can just be like, oh, basement show.
Yeah.
Do a little event page and invite people and start spreading the music, and they tell their friends, and they tell their friends, et cetera, et cetera. So just keep it up, right?
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about starting a band, just start it.
You should.
Yeah. And you think you can't sing, just sing anyway.
Yes.
Because one day when you turn 26 years old, you'll figure out you have like the best voice in Boston.
No, that's not what happened.
That's my interpretation of what happened for my own amusement, I guess.
Yes.
But Jane from Poor Eliza, thank you for joining us. If you do get a recording of that, hopefully you can post it because it was a great performance.
Oh,
and
thank you.
We really are thankful that you were able to come in today.
Thank you so much.
Yep, absolutely. Check out Poor Eliza September 7th at the Lily Pad. And the name of the show is again... What was the name of that show again?
All Together Now.
Sorry, yeah. I had all like 50 different acronyms
in my... Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to play some Future Carnivores now. This is Boundaries by them. It's on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Can I just say? We'll be right back.
couple tracks by the Knockups on The Town with Mikey B, 91.5 WMFO Medford. We also heard from The Future Carnivores, A Taste of Blood, and Daniel Ouellette, and The Shobajin, My Love is Like a Dead, Dead Rose. That is a dark title, but a great song nonetheless. Salem Wolves now. This is Queen. It is On The Town with Mikey D. Salem Wolves, Queen, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Got about 8 minutes left. I got a couple more tracks for you, but I just want to remind you that On The Town is with you every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to midnight. All your local music. You can find your new favorite local band. The Jukebox Zero folks will have the concert report for you, and they'll give you the entire week's worth of live shows. All in one easy, convenient talk break that lasts about 7 minutes. So that's awesome. And, of course, you can get the On The Town Mikey D podcast, WMFO.org. You know, and you can listen to songs by Sinnet, Cavernosa, maybe, off of Gentle Humor.
the mystery third.